Here's today's In Touch reflection on freedom, our life in Christ.
This month's reflection is based on verse 12 of Galatians chapter 5, in which the Apostle Paul expresses his displeasure with those who were attempting to convince the early church to add law to grace. Paul writes, "I wish that those who are troubling you would even emasculate themselves."
The fact that humans are born into sin, as Romans 5 verse 12 tells us, means families are plagued by sin as well. Sometimes this is evident in something as mundane as fighting between siblings, but for many people, brokenness manifests itself in abandonment, abuse, estrangement, death, divorce, and more. Yet whatever the case may be, your family isn't doomed. Instead, brokenness in your life and in the lives of people you love is a ripe field that's ready for redemption and healing. When our family relationships fall short, believers get to depend on the Lord's power and see His love at work. It's inevitable that we'll be disappointed by family. We're descendants of Adam and Eve, after all. When that happens, let's remember that trials are a part of the believer's life, and difficulty with family members can be expected on this side of heaven. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, "The afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord rescues him from them all." Think about it. When have loved ones disappointed you? When has God strengthened your family? It's important to acknowledge not only feelings of hurt, but also moments when we've seen God's faithfulness.